perception. Vested interests. Seeing behind headlines and talking heads. No tool in your mental kit has more power to weigh the worth of statements or reveal the source of actions than the ability to spot vested interests. These are the stakes, the financial or emotional investment, we have in an idea, a policy, a business, a political party. If you owned an energy drink factory, your desire to make a profit would give you a vested interest in opposing laws that would keep your product out of school vending machines. You'd no doubt belong to a trade group that would hire lobbyists to fight such laws. A trade group represents an industry as a whole. Lobbyists try to influence politicians through persuasion and campaign donations. The energy drink lobby would be all the businesses with a vested interest in selling energy drinks. Your trade group would hire public relations, PR firms, to improve the public's opinion of energy drinks through ads, articles, Facebook posts, tweets, and the talking heads you see interviewed on TV news. The information dispersed might or might not be accurate. Its goal isn't truth, but promoting energy drinks. This distinction is crucial. Impartial investigators have nothing to gain from their particular findings. They test and revise them in a continuing quest for accuracy. This is the model science follows. Vested interests' prime goal is preserving their power, not seeking truth. The evidence is all around you. Galileo's observation of the stars and planets had no agenda other than curiosity. What he saw convinced him that the Earth circled the sun, putting him in conflict with the vested interests of the Catholic Church, which held to the Bible's assertion that the Earth was unmoving. Fearing his views would undercut its power, the Church forbid Galileo to publish his work. When powerful people or institutions are accused of misconduct, from army massacres and police brutality cases to clergy sex abuse scandals and cyclist Lance Armstrong's use of performance-enhancing drugs, the first reaction is almost always to refute the charge, no matter how accurate. If truth is a threat to power, money, or reputation,